This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Well, you'd have to have been living under the proverbial rock to have not seen the ad campaign for Network 10's new fantastic television drama event of 2017, Wake in Fright. It's a new look, I guess, at a contemporary interpretation of the classic novel that some of us on this side of the desk, maybe not yours, Pete, are old enough to remember. It has got a stellar cast, including Perth's very own Sean Keenan, who you may know from Glitch and Puberty Blues. Sean, hello.
Hi there.
Well, how exciting. Finally, it's going to be on.
Yeah, I know. It's always a waiting game with these things. We made it earlier this year, but no, it's finally here. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really proud of this one. So,
have you actually read the novel in question, the original novel? Was it a way to get yourself ready for the role?
Yeah, totally. No, the novel's really insightful. And obviously, our reimagining is based on the novel, not a remake of the film. Yeah, we wanted to continue that narrative. What the novel does, it gives you more insight into the characters and how the characters have become the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the characters of the town, but also John himself.
Just to put it very succinctly, it is the two-part television event follows a young school teacher who finds himself marooned in a small mining town in Australia's outback, and a dangerous series of all sorts of events ensue. One thing that you can really tell from, as I said, the ads we've seen for it, and like anyone, that's all I've seen so far, it has this amazing look about it, Sean, the cinematography of it.
Yes, yeah. Look, it's got that sort of sunburnt, hot, sweaty feel, and Creve, the director, and Jeff, our DOP, they're a fantastic team. And they've done a really fantastic job.
And look, mate, as Lise mentioned before, it's an absolutely stunning cast. Alex Dimitriades, Robin Malcolm, yeah. Anna Sampson, Gary Sweet. David Wenham is one of my all-time favourite actors. I absolutely love this guy. He must have been an absolute joy to work with.
Oh, completely. I mean, like, I've been a fan of David forever, from like The Boys, I mean Lord of the Rings. He's so giving, he's really great, and actually watching him work and watching all of them work, I hadn't worked with any of them before. I got to see their process, and it's all completely different, you know, from person to person. There's something that comes along with recreating iconic characters that have been portrayed before, and I think all of them brought something so incredible to their respective roles, and to work against that was a pleasure.
Robin Malcolm, she was in Upper Middle Bogan and Rake, but she was from Outrageous Fortune, the New Zealand show, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She is a scream. Was she hilarious to work with?
You know, I've worked with Robin before.
Have you?
I should have said that.
Yeah.
She's the only person I have worked with before. She played my mum in a surf movie called Drift.
Yes, I remember Drift.
So it was pretty funny that we're pretty much doing the polar opposite of that in this series. But yeah. She's so great to work with. And when you're doing scenes that are quite psychologically taxing and quite dark in some respects, you know, it's good to have a bit of levity on set. And she certainly brought that. So it was really good.
I mentioned Glitch before. Did I just read the other day that there's going to be a second series of Glitch?
Oh, it's out.
Oh, it's out?
It's out here.
Oh.
It's out here. Season 2 has been funded by Netflix.
Okay, great.
And it will be just come out on Netflix, and it's available to binge watch on ABC.
I will. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Get into it. It's action-packed. So
excellent. It's great show. Well done.
Yeah. Mm.
Wake
in Fright, it is the television drama event of 2017, and it premieres Sunday, October 8, on 10 at 8:30 p.m.
All right, and we can't binge watch that. We actually have to wait, like the old school.
You have to queue up.
All right,
look,
Sean.
Everyone's really proud, so I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure we will.
It will, mate. It looks fantastic just from the promos. All right, take care, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Sean. See ya.
Driver's license details will be used for a facial recognition database following the security summit that is on as we speak. But the government has had to play down fears that civil liberties may be at risk. For more on this, we're joined by Sarah Martin, the political editor at The West. Hello.
G'day. How you going?
Hi, Sarah. Sarah, is it possible to sort of wrap up briefly exactly what this means, a database of our driver's license pictures?
Yeah, so basically what the state and territory leaders have all agreed to at the National Security Summit called by the PM is that all of the state driver's license information, including photographs, will be put into a sort of a central database that will allow police and security agencies to quickly identify anyone they want to identify. Basically, their argument is at the moment, if you're in one state and you need to establish the identity of a suspect, for example, you may have to apply to another state government to get that information and to try and get a match.
On the surface, a person can say, and I admit I'm one of these people, that says, well, if you're not doing anything unlawful, you should have nothing to worry about. What is that, you know, being too simplistic? What is the argument that people say, oh, you know, it starts with that and what? Mm. What's the deal?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of an argument about bracket creep. You know, there's this sort of suggestion that, look, okay, they might start with looking at terror suspects, but then a council might use the database to identify someone they think is going to be engaged in graffiti or, you know, it may become sort of a lesser petty crime. Some civil libertarians are just deeply uncomfortable with the idea that the government would have this database and are concerned about the ability for that database to be hacked. Mm-hmm. I think the government has stayed reasonably firm that because of the increased threat that people face, most Australians would rather have those safeguards in place. Mm. You know, I think we all expect that the police could have a look at our driver's licence whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
In the press conference with the Prime Minister yesterday, he was talking about situations where you might be able to use this database with CCTV, for example. You might be able to screen CCTV footage and potentially in real time if you're worried about, for example, a terror suspect coming into a sports stadium, for example. So I think most people would be reassured if the police were doing that.
Yeah.
But always this is a balance between those civil liberties and privacies and national security.
Well, I think people have to understand that once they sign up to things like Facebook or Gmail or Instagram and all that sort of stuff, I mean, they essentially, if you read the fine print, they give over their civil liberties in terms of their privatisation.
People document every moment of their day on social media and then they're up in arms about this.
In terms of their privacy, they've already handed all that stuff over. But it's...
And I think you're right. Like, these days, people are very willing to share their personal information and people don't read the fine print on Facebook, which says that Facebook owns everything you put up there. So, look, I think people would be surprised that if there was a criminal in one state, it could take police several days or even a week to establish the identity of someone if that person happens to live in another state or be licensed in another state. So, yeah, look, a really interesting one, but they're all in furious agreement. So, obviously, the state leaders are not too worried about the complaints from civil libertarians.
Sarah, can I just ask, do we get, like, a heads up to be able to go in and get a new portrait done on our driver's license? Because I have mine from when I had a dirty November moustache.
So you're probably on the watch list already.
My advice to you, Pete, is don't graffiti my wall.
Yeah, that's true. I'd appreciate it. When do these come in, by the way, just quickly?
Okay, so the Queensland Premier wants it up and running by the time of the Commonwealth Games next year. The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, has said he's very confident that it will be up and running this time next year, and they should have all the structure for the database in place by the beginning of next year. So it could all happen reasonably quickly.
Sarah Martin, thank you so much for your time. Political editor of The West, always handy to break this stuff down. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Cheers, bye.
Captain Paul joins us in
that
the studio now.
That giggle you hear in the background is our good friend Captain
good
Paul.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
It's funny being on this side of the desk.
What are you doing here? What am I doing here?
I mean, it's lovely to have you, don't get me wrong. But
I've come to show off my videos and my holiday.
We've, of course, just been to the Coral Coast again.
Of course.
Do you remember last year when we went to the Coral Coast and we went further up and made our way down? We sort of did it over a two-year period.
Yeah.
Pete was here.
I was,
because, you chose to have a baby. You couldn't leave straight away. So Captain came with us and brought his drone.
Yeah.
Well, the drone proved so popular that it was invited back just recently. So, of course, you had to go as well. Now, tell us about this amazing drone footage that you can see today on our website.
I love it. Yeah, so I went to this part that I didn't do last time when we went up. So Perth up to Monkey Myra back, and a great trip. Like, a bit of weather around, but I dodged it in and out. I had sort of 5 days to go from Perth to Geraldton, and I went through Cervantes, Durian Bay, Geraldton, backtrack to Coalseam National Park, which is the greatest spot with wildflowers.
Oh, well, because the wildflowers weren't quite out when we were coming back.
No.
They say they need a couple more weeks. So, yeah,
so right. I was a little bit early, but to me, they looked just looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then went up through the middle of Western Australia, which I hadn't done before, up to Denham.
Mm-hmm.
So all these side roads that I ended up coming out on Northwest Highway near Billabong Roadhouse.
Denham is one of my favourite places in the world, let alone Western Australia. Yeah,
because I love it too.
You've got so much stuff.
I've not been there.
Well, you've got obviously you're in the middle of Shark Bay. You're in the heartland there.
Oh, no, hang on. Yes, I have. We went there.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
But a quick afternoon
just
visit.
But you know, you've got the big lagoon and the little lagoon there. You've got beautiful beaches. You've got Dirk Hardog Island across the bay.
We flew over that. I really did like Shark Bay. Great spot. I can see why so many people like to go there.
But Denham is a great little sleepy town, isn't it? Fantastic.
It really is.
Yeah. It's a great spot. I love it too. Yeah. So Denham. So I had 2 days there. So across the Monkey Mile for the sunrise, which is great. Got the drone out around Monkey Mile.
Did you see those monkeys? Those dolphins that we met last year?
Because
the girls that work there and the boys, they know all of them by name.
They do. So they
on site.
The males were off chasing females and they weren't performing for the crowds, but they came back for the camera. So I actually got it then and got the drone up, got all the people around, and then went into the Perrin National Park, did a bit of filming on the tracks, which is just great.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then went out to Big Lagoon. And my car's not up to getting out to Point Perrin. Like it's about 40 km. My little four-wheel drive can't do that. So went out to Big Lagoon, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denham back to Kalbarri, and I had never done the gorges.
Amazing!
Oh my god!
Nature's window.
Amazing! Yes.
Yeah. And school holiday, so it's pretty busy, but still really good. But Hawke's Head. So when you turn off the highway from Monkey Mia and you go in, the first two, Hawke's Head and another one that skips by my mind at the moment.
Anyway, if you were doing your own guided tour, you wouldn't have been told about the things that are coming up at the gorge there as well. There's going to be a cafe.
Skywalk.
There's going to be a skywalk.
Yeah.
So much to
do. That road, so I got told about, David from Coral Coast told me about that. It's coming up.
Oh, okay.
And it should open, I'm thinking it's going to open between February and maybe July next year. So it has been delayed a little bit.
Yeah. But it's definitely on.
But
We have been privy to, I know I have. I don't know if you've had a chance to see a couple of his videos yet, but they are just incredible, the videos you've put together.
Thank you.
These are going to be popping up
they're
on
up
the
now.
Mix.
They're up now.
Okay, so mix.com.au, they're up now.
Yep, under the news section.
Mm-hmm.
Five videos, so a video for each day. I shot 176 gigabytes.
Jeez, we don't even
of footage. So this is some of the best stuff.
That'll hit the top
through
up.
It all.
Mate, that's wild. Did you rediscover your love for pina coladas while you're up there?
Pina colada.
That was the last day.
It was
it's
the
allowed.
Last day.
It was the last day. No, I didn't. I
pina
didn't even have one.
Chess.
I drank about 20 gallons of water a day. But that's not gallons.
Oh, good. You
listen to me say my age. But no, I didn't have any alcohol and just went all day just searching because there's a bit of rain around, so I was dodging in and out of showers to get the sun and to get the drone out. And
fantastic.
What a river.
Oh, my gosh. But Kalbarri and the coastal gorges. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
I want to go back and just spend days and days there. So anyway, the film's up. Dan's got a good little story going there.
Yep. Check it out. It's on the front page.
And check it out.
The Mix page.
Mate, we don't even get front page. So,
no.
Yeah, you ripper. Mix.com.au. Thanks, Captain Paul. Have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah, see you too. Thanks for having me in.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.